Hi, want to talk to you. It's Alex here. I want to talk to you about how to listen. This is a pet subject of mine. I'd like to keep this brief snippet to give you some quick techniques to go away and practice. On other podcasts, I'll make them long and detailed, more of a longer term learning experience. But on these short ones, I'm trying to give you a quick technique to then go out and practice, get some feedback, practice again, improve it, tweak it, get it better, better, better by your own learning and experience. Because most, I know as a qualified teacher and trainer, that most learning is actually done when you get some experience out there and listen to the feedback. So listening is very important, and change accordingly. So anyway, let's talk about listening. Listening in sales is obviously very important. So that begs the question, why aren't all the sales training books full of chapters and even books on listening? And there seems to be an absolute shortage of them. And that's because they don't really know quite how to listen. They just say things like, well, you shut up and let them talk. That's not enough. Now, I know a lot of the thing is with salespeople, and I've done it myself, hyping up a sales team, that you fill people up with energy, enthusiasm, passion, and that makes them want to talk all the time. And the problem with talking all the time is they probably don't really pick up the vibes, the sounds, and even what they're specifically saying from the customers, and annoy them. You know, people like to talk more than listen. So let the prospect do most of the talking and you win most sales. I remember my very first client visit I ever done. I can't remember the name of the company, but it was in the middle of Kent in England, and it was a medium-sized construction company, and I was nervous as anything, absolutely nervous. And the guy had had like three or four, I think, of our competitors making a proposal to him. And I was so nervous. And I knew I was, you know, my boss had sent me out on the first visit on my own. And you know what that's like. And I just thought of three phrases. I was there with 2 hours with the guy. And he finished by saying, "That was a really great conversation. I thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. You've got a clear grasp of what we're looking for. I'm giving you the deal." Now, in that 2 hours, I started off with, apart from, "Hi, how are you? And my name's Alex," with, "Tell me all about your company." He then talked for about half an hour. I then said, "Okay, talk about the role, where it's going, what you demand from the role, what would be the perfect solution in this role." He went on for another half an hour. And then for the final bit, I said to him, "Okay, tell me everything about the person that you want. What's the perfect person that you want? What's the perfect service from us?" And that's all I said until I said, "Thank you very much and goodbye." And it really gave me a learning, that story early on in my career, that selling wasn't about talking, it's about listening. And I had the advantage not of being good at sales, but by accident, being too nervous to put my foot in it every time I spoke. So I spoke very little. But I did listen because my mind was blank and I couldn't think of much to say. I took down everything he said. And in those days, I took out a notepad and write it down. Today, I take notes on my phone to make sure I've got it. And they like to see that you've got all the information. And it also gives you the power to reflect back and say, "Okay, so let me just go over what you're looking for. 1, 2, 3, 4. Quote back to them what they've just said. And then say, "Is that right? Is that what you want?" You know, sales is so easy this time. So listening is very important. And I learned it that way. But people struggle with listening because they've got their own head, their own mind full of so much information that they're going around. So even if they're not talking, they are actually talking because their mind is full of what we call, psychologists call, self-talk. You're having imaginary conversation in your head as you're discussing it, and it's so noisy in there. Anyone who's ever practice yoga or meditation will know how difficult it is to actually take all those thoughts and to calm the mind. Salespeople have a real problem. They're so active and passionate. They have a problem sleeping at the night because the mind is going around. And I strongly recommend yoga or meditation
to get over that. So that problem. So listening is very important, and it doesn't just mean not talking. That's not what listening means. You've got to really hear what the person's saying. And the only way to do that is to not have a lot going on in your own mind. Now, most people, when they're presenting, whether it's, you know, on the phone or face to face or even to groups of people, are so concerned with what they've got to say. They get their pitch, and maybe they've learned a script from their company. And I'm not against scripts, but you need to learn scripts so that it's so unconscious you're not thinking about it. It's second nature. And so that means you can keep the mind blank. I also recommend that don't pre-close the person before you've met them in what the solution to their problems are. I have been in sales for over 30 years now, and trust me, I can't sell and close people without talking to them and finding something out about them. You know, what are they like? What do they want? What are their fears? What are their wants, needs? What are their strengths? What are their desires? You know, everything I need to know about them to go to deal, whatever the product or service is. So I need that information first, and you've got to get it. And if you give people what they want, they will always buy off you. If they don't buy off you, you're not giving them what they want, or somebody's giving them something which is nearer to what they want. The weak always seem to think that that's something to do with price. It rarely is. People buy from people first, always. So you've got to keep your mind blank. Now, the way to do that is to not prepare, not take scripts, go like I did with just two or three questions with the attitude you're going to listen to them. And when you've listened to them, you're going to use that information to actually come up with a solution that is right for them. That's what professional selling is about. And that's what listening really is. So you've got to practice this. Now, to practice, to train your mind to do this, there's various things that you can actually do. One of the things I did myself when I really practiced my own listening skills was to, you know, turn the TV on, play something, you know, a newscast or something, freeze it after 2 minutes, and write down what I'd actually heard. That's a really good way of getting the information. So, in fact, I even do it in some of my seminars and trainings and recruitment events that I sometimes run myself. You know, I give an opening talk to a group, and 3 minutes later I said, OK, write down the four key points of what I just said. And there's very few people can actually get it. So they're just not paying attention. And the why they're not paying attention is their mind is taking them and digressing them and kicking them off. And if that happens, you've got to keep bringing it back, because it will happen, and discipline yourself. So you can practice at home, listening to something on the internet, on YouTube, or on my podcast. You know, you might just stop it now and write down what are the four top points that I've said so far. Because there are some key points in here. You can cheat, of course, and play it a few times, which will get there. But you've got to practice listening. You know, keep listening to people and then write down what they said. This in all relationships is good. You know, I see people in relationships all the time saying, any therapist will tell you, oh, my husband doesn't listen to me, my boyfriend doesn't listen to me. You know, we have this all the time, because people love to do the talking and they love to be listened to. So if you can do those two things, you're going to make a lot of money in sales, because it's more about listening than talking. Now, when you do talk, you've got to say the right key things, but you needn't make it complicated, like in my example. So, you know, make a lot of money. Now, you can get more advanced in this later on. You know, one of the exercises I used to give to people, here's one, wherever you are, right, stop the tape right now, or stop the podcast right now. Using old-fashioned word there, tape, there's no tapes anymore. And just write down the 20 different sounds that you can hear. Now, at the moment, I'm in a hotel room opposite St. Paul's Cathedral in London. And some people will argue there's not a single sound. I'm not having any excuses here. There's plenty of sounds going on. Wherever you are, there's at least 20. Keep looking, keep looking. It'll train your mind. It'll train your ears on picking up those sounds. Now, another, you know, training is when you picked up the sounds. I mean, in when you get really good at listening, you'll pick up slight tonal changes. That could be the emphasis. You know, quite often we talk about buying signals, and it's not necessarily words. It's just a change of emphasis, or maybe a couple of words within a sentence. So those subtle changes you've got to be able to pick up. So get very good, practice your listening, and there's various simple ways to do that, as I've outlined. Now, later on, you can look in advanced selling, you can look for patterns in what they say. I like a lot of the NLP, neuro-linguistic programming patterns, like are they using visual, auditory or kinesthetic words? Are you using the past tense, the present or the future? Show us where they're coming from, and if you can pick that up, you can use it. Are they repeating any phrases? You can always pick up how they make a decision. It's all given away in somebody's language, how they make up, how they make decisions. So you can pick up everything from listening. It's as though they're giving you a plate with 50-pound notes on and saying, help yourself to as much as this as you want. All you have to do is listen, and I will tell you the secrets to getting all of it off me. That's what they're actually doing, and that's why you must absolutely master listening and keep practicing it and keep practicing it and keep improving it, and you'll find your income goes up. Okay, that's all for today. Have a great day, a great week, a great month, and I'll be with you on the next podcast. Cheers for now.